Back for one final segment on this Wednesday edition of In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. A reminder that Ken Coleman's show follows us at 10 o'clock. Brief bit of Dave Ramsey then for you, because the Royals are at 12:30 this afternoon against the Detroit Tigers right here on News Radio KMAN. As we went into the break, we were discussing the community and progress as it pertains to race, as our topic today is the Juneteenth celebration coming up this weekend. And Jardine Coleman is among our group here that is with us today on the line. And Jardine, you wanted to address that progress that we are seeing.
Absolutely, yes. I just wanted to speak to a few of those things that I've seen since being a part of the community. I think that, you know, this year the city created their Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Task Force, and they really did an excellent job of throwing their net wide and getting people from all walks of life from the community to really help the city commission understand what are some of the needs of diverse groups of people in our community and how can the city seek to better support them. We also have a thriving local Black Lives Movement group that hosted a very successful march last year, and they continue to be an awareness group in our community. You know, that as we know, the school district is working towards finding ways to help teachers be more culturally competent and to be able to just understand their students and to reach their students and to make learning more fun and exciting and relevant for students from all walks of life. You know, we are electing diverse leaders in the community. That's something that we can continue to do as citizens in Manhattan. And then we also have the business community. So the Black Entrepreneurs of the Flint Hills is a group that has come together in the last few years. And so there have been lots of spaces that are being carved out in the Manhattan community that have been not necessarily exclusively for Black people or people of color, but ones that celebrate the contributions of Black people and people of color in our community. And that's really what we hope to see. And when we talk about what does progress look like in Manhattan? And so I think it's important, as I said earlier, as Betty O said earlier, we recognize that we have a lot of steps to go, but it is important to recognize that our community is doing a lot and is trying to move the needle in the right direction.
One of the things that stands out in that is the fact that barbecue on Saturday is helped conduct by RCPD, the Riley County Police Department. They're participating in this event. For all of the discussion about police relations and people of color, this is a highlight. This is a good bit of relations between the two sides.
I would say so. And I would also note that in the last year, the law board, I'm not on the law board, but it seems like they have been more intentional about having representative voices be a part of the law board, and also having people come to speak to them to talk specifically about disparities in policing. And that is also one of the areas of concern for the city's task force is policing and public safety. And so I feel like the community is taking that very seriously here.
One of the things that will take place that we haven't even touched on, and it's a part of an interesting discussion in our country at this time, and that is vaccination for coronavirus and being able to fight. And we have seen the numbers be low at times for people of color when it comes to vaccinations. But Sonia, an opportunity this weekend for folks to get those vaccinations as part of Saturday's activities.
Yes, I'm going to punt this to Dave Baker because the Raleigh County Health Department was the one that contacted him for this. And we're excited about it because with all that we're doing, our number one object was whatever we do, we want our community safe. We want a safe event as much as possible. Dave?
Yes, Troy. The health department reached out to me about doing vaccines for the COVID. And we had done it earlier back in March at the Douglas Center, and so we're going to be able to do it this Saturday at the annex across the street from the Douglas Center from 10 o'clock to 1. And so I had asked a question about what percent of Manhattan was had been vaccinated, and I was surprised, and it was around 42%. And, you know, and that for Raleigh County, I guess, for Raleigh County, not just Manhattan. So we were excited about allowing them to come and give vaccines. And so that'll be taking place on Saturday as well. And I think the vaccine that they are giving, Pfizer, whichever one you have to have the second one, we will also be giving the second one, I think, in July, around July the 14th. So that will be taking place Saturday morning as well, with the other activities going on at the Douglas Park.
And they will be also providing the vaccine for kids 12 years of age and older. So the entire family, people just need to think about, but the entire family has an opportunity. If they haven't been vaccinated, they can get it done at Juneteenth, 2021.
Very good. Final thought from any of you here before we wrap things up, because I know we've talked about a number of topics, but I appreciate all of you being a part of it. Your final thoughts, maybe that's something that I've missed here.
Go ahead, Dave.
I'll make it real quick. I'm going to give a plug to K-State. K-State Athletics has been a part of this, of our Juneteenth for the last 4 years. And we've gotten the football, basketball, all the athletic teams involved now, and great support from that. And so just getting the community as a whole involved has just been tremendous for Juneteenth.
I would also like to give a shout out to Sonia Baker. Chairing a committee of this nature and organizing an event of this nature takes a level of attention to detail and grace and tact that not everybody has all the time. Lots of different personalities, lots of different, and then plus working with your husband has to be even maybe maybe a bit more of a challenge. I don't know. So anyway, but Sonia has done a great amount of heavy lifting related to this event this year, and I think we owe her our deepest gratitude for sticking with it.
Hear, hear. I agree. And also, community, come out. It's your community. It's our community. So together, we're just going to have a great time. And that's how we bond, through music, having a great time. And so we're expecting to see you guys. Don't disappoint us.
Very good. All of you, Sonia, Dave Baker, Hillary Wallin, Jardine Coleman, Debbie Nuss, Betty O, thank you very much. I'll recap here what the schedule is, but I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for being a part of the show this morning.
Thank you, Troy.
Members of the Juneteenth Organizing Committee, as again, the activities get underway tomorrow night, starting at 6:30 tomorrow night at the Douglas Recreation Complex. The evening with Phil Dixon, as he will be discussing the Negro Leagues and the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City. Then on Friday night, Arts in the Park in City Park. You can enjoy the music of Javel Roan, opening at 7:30, followed by the performance by Julian Vaughn at 8 o'clock at the Larry Norvell Band Shell. On Saturday, that's when all of the fun really kicks into gear, as through the course of the day, you will have such things as the 5K, the United Walk that will take place. You'll have the art display and auction that occurs in the afternoon, the unveiling of the mural in the Douglas Center, as well as barbecue, the car wash contest, which the Manhattan Fire Department is back to defend their championship with, and other fun throughout the course of the day, again, in the area of 925 Yuma and the Douglas Activity Center, the Douglas District here in Manhattan. Of course, you can keep up with the schedule and much more right here at 1350 KMAN, but also make sure you visit ManhattanJuneteenth.org. That's ManhattanJuneteenth.org for a full listing of the weekend's activities as we celebrate Juneteenth on Saturday. Well, start it tomorrow night, continue Friday, but specifically Saturday here in Manhattan. Coming up tomorrow on In Focus, we get the opportunity to talk with the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce, Jason Smith, to join us coming up tomorrow here on News Radio KMAN's In Focus. And once again, I appreciate our good friend Brandon Peoples, who will be back next week, but I appreciate being asked to come in and be able to handle things here for a couple of weeks for him to allow a vacation. That's always big, too.